Be'ezus Hashem Yisboruch, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Deis and Laws of Character Development, the Sefer Mother Book of Knowledge, which in this Perek we discuss, as we spoke about in the previous Perek of God's path, the middle path, that this is in everything that we do, what's called B'chol Derechecha De'eyu. As Rambam gets halacha regarding the sin of holding oneself back, meaning in the other extreme, which would seem to be noble, which it's not. Shema Yema Adam, maybe a person's going to say, look, as we said at the end of the previous parak, Hoyal sins vakina, jealousy, vataiva and lust, vakavin and honor, vakaizba, and all these things. Derech roha, and they're a bad path. Umetzin asad min ha'ilm, removes a person from the world. Okay, efresh men b'yesa, I'm going to remove myself from this very much. Besrachi letzarachin, I'm going to distance myself to the other extreme. Ashla yechel basa, until he's not going to eat meat, v'leish t'yayin, he's not going to drink wine, v'leish t'yish, he's not going to marry a woman, v'leish v'diga, no, he's not going to dwell in a beautiful house, v'leish mabash, no, he's not going to wear nice clothing, because these things bring a person to desire and to looking for status and being envious. No, elasak, sackcloth, atzema akosha, and hard wool, v'kitzim, and similar types of things. K'gun kahane akum, like the priests of the idol worshippers, that they go and asceticism, they remove themselves from the pleasures of this world. Gamzu derech rohi. That is a bad path. But it's forbidden to go in that. Whoever goes in this path is called a sinner. Because the Torah says in Mamidbar regarding the Nazir, who the chiper of love, me'ashachat al nefesh, the pasuk says that he has to atone himself because he sinned on his soul. Which Amacham, the sage, said, what? Uma, if we find im Nazir. Shalei pakash el miyan. All he does is separate himself, he's not going to drink wine. Tzor kaparo needs atonement. Ah, hamaneatz mem called David. If someone holds himself back from all these things, Allah has come and become all the more so that he needs atonement. It's a sin. The thinker tzivah chacham. Therefore, the sages command the shloim na adam ask my person should not hold himself back. Elam edvarim shemanat ra terrible about only things that the Torah holds himself back from. The Torah says what not to have. But lo yehi oisar atzmai, and the person should not make himself a bit in benedarim with vows, with shvus, and with oaths. Al dvarim amatam, we're going to things that are really permitted. Chacham, this is what the sages said. It's not enough for you what the Torah says forbidden. You're also making other things forbidden on you. In this rule, are these people that always fast? That's not a good path. The sages said it's forbidden that a person should afflict himself with fast. Regarding these things and all these similar types of things, Tziva Shlem of Amr Shlem Melch commanded in Kalis, it says, Al Tehi Tzadik Harbi. Don't be overly righteous. Vatzeschakim Yisr, don't be overly wise. Lama Tishaimim, why are you going to make yourself desolate? Halacha Beis, a person has to live his whole life for the sake of heaven. Tzorcha Adam Sheikhaven Liboy. A person has to focus his heart. B'chol Ma'isav Kum and all his actions. Lay Des Hashem to know God, Baruch Hu, blessed is he, Bavad. And that's it. The yeshivtoi and is sitting, the kumay and is getting up, the dibur and is speaking. How kol should all be luma zehadaver towards this goal to know the Creator. Kitzat how so? Kishay yisav eaten when he does business dealings. Oy yasam alocha lelitol sach, or he does work to get payment. Liyiba liba likbets mamav bavad. His intention should not be just to gather money. El yasad dvar meil. Rather, he should do these things kadesh yim to dvar mshakuv tzarchlem, so that he can find the things that the body needs. Mechilo shtiya, from eating and drinking, bishiv his bias, and to be able to dwell in the home and the CSC, and to marry a woman. That should be his purpose. Chen kishayechel biyishtav yivol. So, when he eats and he drinks and he cohabits with his wife. Shouldn't pay attention and to think to do these things just to get pleasure. Until it comes out that he only eats and drinks, he only will eat what and drink what's sweet to his palate, and he's going to cohabit, he's going to have intimacy just to get pleasure. No, rather a person should place on his heart, should eat and drink, just that his body and his limbs should be healthy, because a person needs for his soul a healthy body to be a vehicle to do the service of God. Shouldn't eat whatever just the palate desires, like a dog and a donkey. They should eat things that are effective and healthy for the body. Whether it be bitter or sweet, whatever it is. Should not eat things that are bad for the body. Even though they're sweet to the palate. How so? So if someone is from a warm composition, for those types of people, don't eat meat, don't eat honey. B'leish t'yayin, shouldn't drink wine. For those type of people, it's not good for them. Like Shlomo said, in the way of a parable, ochel d'vash harbis, eating a lot of honey, loitav is not good. So although it's sweet to the palate, it's not good for the person. B'shoysu mehaloshen, he should drink the juice of endives. Af b'shomar, although it's bitter. It comes out, the person will eat and drink only in the most therapeutic way. So that he should be healthy and stand complete. Because hoil be efshal adam lichis el bechil b'shtei, a person cannot live and survive only with eating and drinking. Also, when he engages in cohabitation, Lo yival, you should not do it. El kedela harvest kupi, just to create a healthiness in his body, or kedela kaimas tzara, and to maintain the seed of the species of mankind. The figure therefore in a boil cause man shesav, it shouldn't cohabit every time he has the desire. El kol eisha yed, shu tzarch lo hitzishak bazar. Rather, any time that he knows that he has to emit semen seed. Kamai, derech harfu, when it's for medicinal purposes, or the kamas azaro, to maintain the species, that's when he'll cohabit. Halacha gimel, hamanig atzma al pi harfu, whoever conducts himself in the therapeutic way, im sama liboy, if he pays attention, she kol gufei vavorim shlim bovad, that's it, he just wants to make sure, very healthy, and to maintain the homeostasis in his body. And that he should have children that do his work, and they toil for his needs. That itself, to maintain a healthy body, it's not a good path. Rather, he should pay attention that the body should be, yeah, whole and strong, but that his soul could be upright. To know God. Because simply a person cannot understand and to be intelligent in wisdom while he's starving and sick. One of his limbs are in pain. Yeah, he should pay attention to his Shabbat son, but not that he could work for him. That maybe he'll be a sage and a great person amongst the Jewish people. So Nimsa comes out. Whoever goes in this path all his days, he's always serving God. Even when he's doing business dealings. Even when he's cohabiting with his wife. Because his thought throughout this whole thing is that he should get his needs until his body will be whole to serve God. Even when he's sleeping, if he's sleeping for the intention so that his consciousness could calm down and his body could rest, that he does not become ill. Because he's not going to be able to serve God while he's ill. Nimtze Shayna Shaloi comes out that his sleeping is a void lamokim, a service to the omnipresent, to God, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. Well, in Yizet Tzibuch HaChom V'Amra, and it's regarding this idea that the sages commanded, and they said, that all your actions should be for the sake of heaven. Said in his wisdom, in all your ways you should know him, he'll straighten out your paths, meaning whatever you do, no matter what it is, it could all be done for the sake of heaven in the way of service of Hashem.